let you go.
Yeah, Nathaniel Ray Live auf Flux FM. Wir haben ihn gehört zusammen mit seiner neuesten Formation, mit den Night Sweats. Und zwar war das gerade das Stückchen Howling at Nothing. Heute Abend spielt Nathaniel mit der neuesten Formation in der Escobar am Badeschiff. Und jetzt ist der Chef vom Denver Clan erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über den Übergang von Folk zu Soul Music. Wir reden über das schier endlose Touren des vielseitigen Musikers. Wir finden vielleicht auch heraus, wie therapeutisch seine Arbeit für ihn ist. Wir sprechen über das Singen gegen die Angst und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Ich sage hello and welcome Nathaniel Redley.
Guten Tag, wie geht's?
Hallo, vielen Dank, Freund, ja. Mir geht es gut. Wir begrüßen außerdem Joseph Pope III.
Hallo.
Hallo, der ist auch mitgekommen. So you guys speak German
all of a sudden? No, not really, ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen. Guten Tag was pretty accurate though.
Well, yeah, you know, just the middle of the day, right?
Yeah, totally. So how are you doing? Where are you coming from today?
We stayed here last night.
Good.
At a kind of crappy hostel, no big deal, you know, rock stars.
The crappy hostel. I mean,
Wi-Fi.
You must be used to that after
we were just
decades
pissed.
On the road.
Yeah, we were just pissed because the Wi-Fi didn't work very well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And that's the thing, right? To be pissed about nowadays.
Back
in the days, you would be like, oh man, the beds are really too hard. I can't sleep on them.
Well, they'd had that too.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Or like bed bugs, you know?
It doesn't matter anymore. Nowadays, the important thing is that there's a Wi-Fi working.
Sorry, guys, they've run out of candles. There's no light tonight. You know, that's what it used to be like. Now it's like Wi-Fi. Like that.
Yeah. We call it God's teat.
Yeah.
God's teat?
Yeah, you're suckling from the teat of the gods when you get Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's crazy. So you're touring with the band, obviously.
Seven of us.
Touring with the Night Sweats this time. It must feel great to tour with the band again because you've been on the road solo for quite a long time.
It's been on and off. You know, unfortunately, most of the shows here in Germany have been solo, except for our last trip over where there's four of us. But it's nice to be out with everybody again. Seven of us is a little hard to keep watch on everybody. And a couple of people haven't been over yet, so...
Yeah.
They're a little, you know... I don't know, get a little dizzy by the cities or the sights. So.
Yeah,
but so it's focused.
That's
stay
okay,
focused.
Though.
So.
I've just watched the Austin to Boston documentary yesterday, in which one can see you traveling the States with the Staves, then Love It from Mumford & Sons is there, and Howard is performing. And that really made me want to go on tour of that movie because you have those old Volkswagen campers from the 70s, and it seems as if it was a super romantic kind of way of traveling.
I'm glad I came across that way because I wasn't drinking at the time, so I was sober the whole time. And I had already driven all through the States before, and I was just like, why aren't we on a bus, damn it? I'm glad that you guys are having fun, but I don't want to eat at Denny's. It was very nostalgic for the, the States.
For the English people who haven't been there.
And they're like, oh, this is so great, you know? I was like, no, it's not. I was like, a lot of the artists were like, hanging out in the bus, like singing and playing. I was driving, So I drove like 10,000 miles and I was like,
how fast did those things go? Top speed?
Top speed is 65.
Yeah, that's not too much, right?
I know the van I was in charge of, somebody drove it for two, because I was finally like, I have to take a break from driving because I can't drive 10 hours and then go play a show. And, you know, you smell, they smell like, you know, I love the Volkswagens, but they do smell like gasoline. So I'd go to sleep and it'd just be like gas everywhere.
Damn it. But then the guy who edited the movie, he has done a great job because you don't come across as a guy who didn't want to be part of the whole thing.
Well, I was also wildly depressed at the time, too, so... I remember, like, talking to my therapist on the phone and then, like, crying into a pillow and a bunch of crap, you know.
Glamorous rock star life, right?
But
I really can recommend that movie to people who do have that super romantic idea about people being on tour because one really realizes while watching the movie that it's hard work to be on tour like you guys are. And I definitely... have even more respect for the way that you especially do it, man, because you're addicted to the road, kind of, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I have a little bit of an alcohol problem, but mostly I just, you know, kept being on the road because that's the only way to make it work for me, yeah. you know, and for us. And if you're not going to work while you're home, this is the only thing I got. Yeah, so, yeah, you know.
You've always experimented with various genres and band setups. How and when did you decide to go for a soul band? When did you maybe realize that your voice was made for it? Because that's something that I realized as well while watching the documentary. Your style of playing solo doesn't have anything to do with so many singer-songwriter guys with an acoustic guitar who go like, right. I have a bad feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. And it started way back when my uncle touched me.
But did you have a moment on stage being solo where you went like, If I can scream my soul out that loud, maybe I should get the guys into my band who play the genre that fits to that emotional thingy.
The soul thing was just something that I grew up singing and doing, and Joseph and I, you know, when we were kids in high school, well, he was in high school, I was not.
that's another story.
Yeah, that's a whole, and that's another.
Let me take a quick note so I won't forget that story for the next interview.
Yeah. We, you know, would listen to, like, the oldies station. So we're listening to, like, Sam Cooke and Sam and Dave and Otis Redding. And
it made us really popular and the MGs.
Yeah,
to listen to that kind of music when we were kids. Yeah,
lots of ladies loved us back then. So that's sarcasm, too. I don't know, just so you know.
It's a good thing to mention that on radio because without mentioning it, sarcasm doesn't work on radio. So you've done right in telling people that this was sarcasm. Because otherwise they would have just believed it. They'd be like, oh, this guy was really popular when he was a kid. All the girls loved him. That's crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he was popular.
What happened?
He sounds like he's fat. Yeah.
What happened since then? you brought an acoustic guitar before we talk more.
Yeah.
I would love to listen to you guys play. So which song are we going to be listening to?
This first one is called I'd Be Waiting Just to Dance With You.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Here we go, Nathaniel Ratliff of Flux FM Life.
If I go home, oh, with a howling band, if you ever get lonely, if you never did, I count the hours till you come round again. I'm just saying. Baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, just to dance with you. If all this seems like I carry my head so low, if I don't sing, I'll be waiting on a call from home. My morning ways can't carry this on and on. I'd be standing in the corner, I'd be waiting just to hold you, I'd be waiting, pretty baby, just to dance with you. Somehow they're going, somehow they're playing. I'm tired and worn, but I'm still standing. I'm just saying. Baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, just to dance with you. Ooh. just saying, baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, I'll be waiting. Oh, baby, just to dance with you.
Yeah! Stadium applause! From Nathaniel right there.
Take your pants off.
Beautiful.
Take your pants off.
Throwing bras at you, brother. What I thought when I was watching a documentary and I was listening to your songs yesterday to prepare for this interview, I was thinking of people who often start singing or at least humming in the darker corners of a city. Do you see those people sometimes when it's a dark corner of the city and people walk through there? They often start humming or singing, and that's something to fight their fear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a dark corner of town, you probably...
So they get mugged?
Yeah. So yeah, maybe that. I don't know. But it's a thing that people control their fear with singing or humming a song.
Whistling.
Or whistling maybe when they're... Yeah. Is that something that works for you as well? Because, I mean, you mentioned your therapist already. Is working as a musician something therapeutical for you?
For sure.
Is it something that you fight your fears with?
Well, no, I'm still pretty afraid of most things, neurotically, but I definitely work through a lot of stuff that way, you know, and it's a nice outlet for me, and it's a, I don't know, just a, yeah, a nice way to work through things.
That's good enough for me. I was working with Richard, I mean, you worked with Richard Swift on this album, right?
Yeah.
The great Richard Swift, who's been working with so many great bands. How big was his influence on the album? Did he... I mean, did you mention it before and when we talked about the two drums on that one song?
Well, it's kind of funny because we just had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard has great ears, and we're, you know, kind of, we had mutual friends and had met before, but hadn't spent much time together, but we just hit it off right away and basically just partied for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up making a record, you know? He's just a sweet guy, and he has, like I said, he has just the best ears in the business. Cool. And his input to the stuff was basically like, let's not sound like a dad rock band, and let's, you know, make these songs sound great.
Yeah, cool. Because I really think that having the right vibe in the studio, especially with the producer and the rooms as well, mm-hmm. which you're working in, is super important for every kind of music. But, I mean, if you want to do a soulful record, maybe it's even more important to get the right guys into the studio and use the right room.
Richard, I mean, Swift. He just has, like, his the one room, and we did everything in there. And a lot of times with just one mic. So,
wow, yeah. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man, that's back to the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And it's always.
And I it's mean, just basically it, like, you know, make, have a good take.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, you know.
So. Yeah. And that's basically the topic that I always talk about with every musician is that, especially in times like these, you have to make sure that there's little mistakes on your record, because otherwise you will quantize the shit to death and you'll listen to it in 2 days and you'll be like, yeah, that song is dead already.
Well, yeah, I think the thing we were trying to do too is, you know, like, you know, everything's done in like one or two takes, and then you just move on. You don't really give it time to be like, well, I don't know, it could be a little better if it was, you know, you just stick to your guns, and, you know, to your gut feeling, and be like, that's it.
Yeah.
Let's go forward.
Yeah, cool. I think one really can feel that when one's listening to the album.
Are you saying you hear a lot of mistakes in the records?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
One
gets the feeling that this should have probably been re-recorded. No, I'm just joking. It's special. It's really good the way that you did it, guys. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
You've mixed up the various versions of Nathaniel Ratliff in the past few months, meaning that parts of your show were about your solo folky output and other parts of the show were with the band and full soul power. Are you going to mix those two worlds up tonight as well, or is it just going to be you and the Night Sweats?
It's just the Night Sweats tonight.
Cool.
But like the other song we're going to play for you has a hint of the older folky stuff too, so we'll see, you know.
Oh, crazy. Combining the best of two worlds.
Right.
Daniel Ratliff hier gleich nochmal live auf Flux FM. Wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte, in der Escobar am Badeschiff im Rahmen der Sommerluft-Veranstaltung, findet ja heute das Nathaniel Redlift and the Night Sweats Konzert ja statt. That's Richard, right? Yeah. He was back in my head still. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte heute Abend und sich die volle Soul Power abholen möchte, der ruft jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, steht auf der Gästeliste für Nathaniel Redlift and the Night Sweats heute Abend im Badeschiff. 030 2000 9000. And now I've given away some tickets for tonight's show, nice. And I want to listen to another song of yours, if that's okay.
Sure.
And I think Joseph is going to join you.
Yeah. I'm going to jump in. We actually, last time we were here at Gruner Salon, we played this one with the folk band.
Oh, see. So people who have been there might remember.
Yeah, Rachel. They're like, man, that was an amazing song. So it's the same one, so.
Thank you, Redliff.
All right.
An der Gitarre und am Gesang und an den Backing Vocals, Joseph Pope III, hier nochmal live auf Flux FM.
Time you get to know it. Think about the world life on spinning right. Remember all the clothes I wore to hide it from you. You said, let's take a long walk home tonight. Remember all the falling down and the hiding under. Think of all the time. Yeah. Yeah. Remember all the hours I spent in constant reflection. Well, it gets you down, but it don't make it right. Made it my personal intervention. What a waste of time. Yeah.
Nathaniel Redlift and Joseph Pope III. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my pleasure.
For this interview and for that live performance. I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, and please come back as soon as possible. I want to have more. I want to have more of this. Thank you guys. Bye bye. See you next time. Ciao.